but it is said that the people do not rule in this country. My impression has always been that the election of Mr. McKinley and a Republican Congress in 1896 was one of the most intelligent and effective expressions of popular will ever manifested to the world, and that the maintenance of the gold standard and a protective tariff by his administration was a correct interpretation of the people's will. This was conclusively shown to be so by even a greater majority for Mr. McKinley in 1900. When Theodore Roosevelt was chosen in 1904, a still greater majority was returned, and the inference that he and the Republican Congress under him had again carried out the people's will was indisputable. We may well submit to the country whether his present administration has not expressed the will of the people in the Roosevelt policy. It is suggested that the popular will is to be suppressed because the Speaker of the House of Representatives will be given certain powers in the procedure of the House if Republican. Whether such rules might well be modified or not, it suffices to meet the criticism of our Democratic friends to say that the rules complained of, which were originally adopted under Speaker Reed for the purpose of doing business in the House, were subsequently adopted by a Democratic House for the same purpose.